News and interviews from your community. Every morning on WKOK Sunrise. On News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob is over there doing his fabulous job as a producer. We always appreciate his help and hard work and keeping us going. And he's going to make sure that the podcast is populated shortly after our interview. So we always are very grateful for that hard work. In the studio with us now, believe it or don't, it's time to talk again about the Shamokin Rotary Club's Turkey Trot. You were just here last month.
Not really.
Like it, okay. Just seems like it. Okay. Well, yeah, this is just a crazy opportunity. The time is marching on so fast these days. But you just heard the voice of Sherry Schabelsky. She's the owner of Bader's Fine Furniture and very active in the Shamokin Rotary Club, a Rotarian. And she's here to tell us that the Turkey Trot is here and you want folks to show up coming up, right?
Yes. It's our 10th year being trotting. And so this year is a special year. We really want to have break the record as far as having the number of runners participate in the race, so, and walkers.
Well, you just might. There's a lot of folks who say there's spring back, you know, folks who were kind of laying low for a while.
Right.
So, okay, that's Sherry. And Charmaine Tetkovsky is here. I used to introduce her as a Geisinger employee, but her name tag says retiree. Get out of here.
Retiree right now.
Come on now. How can that be? So you decided to, or someone else decided for you, whatever that always is, you never know, but to step out of the workforce for the moment anyway. But you are still a Rotarian, and you are the Shamokin Rotary Club's treasurer and an assistant governor of the Rotary District.
Yes.
Around here. So you're helping in the leadership and make sure that a lot of things are brought up and talked about. We do hear a reasonable amount of information from the Rotary Clubs around here, so I think it's important to just go ahead and reiterate, district-wise, Rotary's busy and active and doing stuff. And
Rotary is very busy and active. We actually celebrated polio awareness a week ago, and everybody in our district actually participated in something called the World's Greatest Meal. And every Rotarian club gave up a meal for the month because, you know, Rotarians like to eat. And so basically every club donated money toward polio. And believe it or not, we actually have a resurgence of polio. There have been 25 cases around the world this year with polio. And the last several years, we thought we had it completely eradicated.
Yeah, and of course, I'm familiar with some of the principles and activities associated with Rotary, but polio is, it's beyond an effort. It's an obsession, and you almost had it wiped out. Through all the work you're doing globally, Rotary International is not just a catchy phrase, but now a resurgence.
A resurgence, yes. And I think that probably has to do with... in some areas, the lack of the vaccination. So, but Rotary is still very, very active and going to different parts of the world and actually providing the polio vaccination.
All right, and Sherry, you can tell us too, in terms of people who are doers in the community, Rotary is a great way to go. Business people join, lay people, retirees, you name it.
It really is. I mean, if you have a heart to serve, Rotary is you should be a Rotarian, because it's our motto is service above self, and you can be a great help to your local community. And Rotary also, you know, like Charmaine says, we have an international and a global presence as well. So if you want to serve, if you want the world to be better, be a Rotarian.
Oh, yeah, well said. Yeah, and this heart to serve, I believe that's part of your catchphrases. It's certainly the
service
mission.
Service above self, yeah.
Right, yeah, yep. Super. And the four Rotary principles, anybody memorize?
Four-way test.
Oh, that's my motto. So years ago when I was the president, I lived that motto. And actually, so it's the four-way test is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendship? And is it beneficial to all concerned? And I always ended every meeting with that, and I actually applied those principles in my leadership roles throughout my entire career. And I think if anyone utilizes those principles, they'll always make the right decision.
I'll ask you to say them again then at the end. And we're going to do the Vulcan mind meld on everybody in Washington and drill that into their head and see if we can get them just do the truth part.
If only.
Absolutely. All right, but that digresses from our main topic. A lot of folks are going to pull together November 24th, Kemp Memorial Stadium. Registration starts at 8 and the race steps off at 9 a.m. It's a walk and a race, of course. As you know, there's some super speedy people around here who just love to run like crazy. So the 5K race will go fast for them, and others can enjoy the walk. So set the scene that day and tell us what it's all about and so on.
Right. 8 o'clock, people show up at the stadium, and we offer everyone to pre-register. If they want a commemorative T-shirt this year, they have to register by this coming Saturday, November 5th. They won't get a T-shirt otherwise. So they have to come to the store, register, or they can go on our Facebook page, get the registration, just mail it to Shamokin Rotary, Post Office Box 199, Shamokin, PA, 17872. They show up at 8. Pre-registered people can show up at 8:30. The race starts promptly at 9, and there will be two $100 prizes for the top female runner, top male runner. And this year, we had someone come in and say, hey, I was a runner. I can't run any longer, but here's $100. Please give a second place prize, $50 to the second top female, and $50 to the second top male. So that's a neat thing that happened. And we're proud to say that's what we're going to do.
All right, so yeah. This is Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, Sherry mentioned the commemorative T-shirt, too. It's a really neat-looking T-shirt this year. And, you know, runners like their T-shirts. So try to get in before this Saturday to get registered. We'd like to have this our biggest year yet since this is our 10th anniversary. So, you know, we've been having around 150 runners. We would love to top that 150-runner mark.
All right, so all day, the day of registration is $30, but it's only $25 if you register prior to November 5th, and November 5th is the cutoff for the T-shirt as well. So you got all week to get this done, and you're one of the more technically savvy Rotary clubs around here. You can go to the Shamokin Rotary's Facebook page. Is the Shamokin Rotary's website still up and running? I don't think we ever really called too much attention to the website, per se.
There's a link to it on the Facebook page.
Okay. Yeah. So you could use that if you so choose. But you only need Facebook to register. Mm-hmm. That's the way to go. One of our good listeners sends a note, says, is it chip timed or will I have to time myself?
No, we actually have a timing gun. Okay. And we time people that way.
Okay. So you'll have to set your own watch if you want no chips this particular time.
No, they don't need... Well, they can do their watch, but we have a system where as you come across the finish line, we know your time.
Okay.
So we purchased a gun several years ago. We actually go out, and as part of our community service, I've gone out and timed other races. So I actually time the Pregnancy Care Center run every year.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this is a little cottage charitable endeavor for you, really. Good for you. Okay. All right. Now, what do the proceeds go for? You bring in thousands of dollars on a good race day. Where does that go, Sherry?
Well, we have a couple things that are near and dear to our heart. One of them is... We sponsor
a lot of different things. So, you know, it's rare for us to say no to anybody that comes to our club and asks us to either participate in a community project or financially whatever we can afford. So one of our most recent projects has to do with, and I always say it wrong, it's Saber and FAR, so it's the Economic Revitalization in Shamokin. And so they recognized a need. Many of us have dogs, and we walk our dogs. So we just donated money to the group to put up the stations so that you can get your bags to clean up after your dogs they're out there walking.
It's actually a dog sanitary station.
Right.
So the Community Gardens Group in Shamokin purchased one, and so we donated money to purchase another one, and working on that as well. We also sponsor children's basketball teams. We also
our Santa sleigh. We have our Santa sleigh every year. So you know, the money that we raise for the turkey trot, we utilize that money to purchase gifts and candy and different things for our Santa sleighs that we go out in December normally for a week and around the town of Shamokin. And you know, we have Santa Claus there and. We provide a gift. You know, some of the children and some of the families don't have much. So, you know, that gift that we give to them means an awful lot.
Well, yeah, there's this fabulous gentrification going on underway in Shamokin, but not everybody's stepping up in that manner. So helping out families on the margin has always been your project. And I'm going to say 99% of the money that comes in from the race goes to back out right into the town in other forms, the sleigh or something like that, or gifts or kids or Sabre, which is the business group down there. We've interviewed them a couple of times, and the help in the dog stations. So really, the town's better off for Rotary. There's just no other way around it. And help and participate in the turkey trot is one way to do that. And there is a walking component. So those of us who don't probably couldn't run 5K, I could run a mile. The last group that was here is having a mile run. I could do a mile. Okay, just give me enough time. But anyway, so Shamokin Rotary Club Turkey Trot Thanksgiving morning. Registration at 8 o'clock. It steps off at 9 o'clock. There's a 5K full-blown race, gun-timed. And then a walk component is at the same time. Fees $25 before November 1st. Go to Shamokin Rotary Club's Facebook page. If you haven't liked them already, you're missing it. They're doing a ton of things there. It's a busy Facebook page. It's not just one of those set it and forget it ones.
And this year, our exchange student from the Czech Republic will be leading off the race. So she'll be starting. Her name is Petra. And so you want to come out and meet her. She's a great, she's a senior at Shamokin Area High School.
Is she fast?
She's not, I don't think she's a runner. She's a cheerleader and she has gymnastic experience, but she's going to be saying go.
Oh, okay. I got that. In English, we hope, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She speaks excellent English. Fabulous. So and we're happy to have her.
And you also use that day as another one of your opportunities to collect non-perishable goods for families.
Yes. Right. This year, our focus is going to be collecting non-perishable items for students' book bags when they go home. Some students that don't have the means to have good meals during the weekend, our school packs bags of non-perishable food so they can take with them.
Yeah, backpacks. You guys were doing backpacks before it was hip, so good for you. Sherry Shabelsky's owner of Bader's Fine Furniture. I'm so tempted to sing it, but I won't. Okay, no reason you should suffer. Charmaine Tetkoski is here, Shamokin Rotary Club treasurer and an assistant governor around here. In the what's the test for anything you say or do?
It is a four-way test. So is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned?
Will it bring goodwill and better friendship?
And is it beneficial to all concerned? And then we had a fifth one. Are we having fun?
Oh, are we having fun? Yeah, well, you guys have a blast. That's the other thing. Yeah, I probably didn't mention that, but super job. All right, Shamokin Facebook Rotary Club. If you live down in Shamokin area, join up. Well worth your while. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. See you next year.